dead yellow in the light of a single candle a little to one side. The flame illuminated that side of the face. The other was in deep shadow. The man's eyes were fixed upon the blank window space with a stare in which an older and cooler observer might have discerned something of apprehension, but which seemed to the lad altogether soulless. He believed the man to be dead. His situation was horrible, but not without its fascination. The boy stopped to note it all. He was weak, faint, and trembling. He could feel the blood forsaking his face. Nevertheless, he set his teeth and resolutely advanced to the house. He had no conscious intention. It was the mere courage of terror. He thrust his white face forward into the illuminated opening. At that instant, a strange, harsh cry, a shriek, broke upon the silence of the night. The note of a screech owl. The man sprang to his feet, overturning the table and extinguishing the candle. The boy took to his heels. The day before.
Good morning, Colston. I am in luck.